This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Okay. I want to open this up. On my website, I have a chat room. And the chat has not been a really active thing, but I do have a few people that show up there on a daily basis. And I was asked yesterday in the chat room who I thought the enemies were that were pushing gun control the most. That's an interesting question. And in the process of executing a radio show, I said it would be everybody who was for single payer and everybody that was for climate change and that kind of thing. They're the ones that want to disarm people. That's because some of the gun grabbers out there, and I always get confused whether it was the Violence Policy Center or the Coalition to Stop Handguns or Stop Gun Violence, excuse me. So many of them. They have gotten out there and postulated that the only way for the progressive agenda to go forward would be for us to be disarmed. So anybody that is pushing the progressive agenda has a vested interest in us being unarmed. Now, as to who is driving gun control, that really depends on how you look at things. Now, the person that asked me this question in my chat room takes me to task and doesn't think I know what I'm talking about, and then makes the suggestion that I should listen to Tom Gresham. Because Tom Gresham mentions Bloomberg or Soros, I can't remember what it was, because, like I said, my website is down right now, so I can't even look at his quote. Bloomberg and Allen, okay, Paul Allen, and Soros, and a whole host of people give all kinds of money to all kinds of causes. When they're giving it to a political campaign, that money goes to pay salaries, it goes to pay for mailings, it goes to pay for TV time, but primarily when it comes to gun control, it goes to paying for advertising, for aired spots. Now, as someone who does a commercial radio show, my shows have my sponsors in them. It has Genesis as sponsors in them. We don't do this for a hobby, you know, it's a profession. So we are trying to give value to our advertisers, but you cannot imagine the kind of prices we could pull down if our advertisements compelled you to buy every time we put an advertisement out. So advertising is it's a constant message. It's a constant thing. And when it's an actual commercial venture, it's more of a branding thing, right? It's very hard to do any sort of correlation where you can say, well, because we did this, unless that's the only thing they added that particular year. If they say added me to it and their business and everything else is the same and their business goes up X amount of percent, they could, you know, conceivably do a critical leap of faith, if you will, and say, I think it was due to this. However, in political campaigns, advertising doesn't vote. Advertising is meant to change your opinion or your attitude. Now, the people who know about guns and people who know about stats and people who know about self-defense with guns and everything else, the advertising that is anti-gun doesn't work. With the people that are the low-info voter, and these are the people that don't really have a dog in either fight. They don't care that you have a gun, and they don't care that they don't want you to have a gun. So those people, it becomes white noise. It becomes white noise. So advertising alone doesn't drive gun control. It makes money for people who are in, you know, pushing gun control, without a doubt. But at the same time, gun control as a money-making venture, without some of these sugar daddies that are out there like Bloomberg and Soros and Allen and all these other guys, nobody is really a member of the Brady campaign. Nobody's actually a paying member of them. They have to go by on, like the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. They'll get out there and say, well, we're a coalition. Okay, of who? Who's your membership? Have you ever met anybody that said, I'm a member of the Brady campaign? I'm a member of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. So, yes, there is a handful of people that fund it. But at the end of the day, those handful of people, Bloomberg can vote once. Everybody in the gun control organizations, they each can vote once. Do you see what I'm getting at here? Now, if you want to know what the biggest thing that allows gun control to occur is, it's apathy. It is lack of engagement. We can sit back all day. These guys can sit. Well, first of all, we've seen this before. I mean, the Tea Party movement in 2010, these guys got out there with very little money. Mitt Mulvaney, who is he's a consumer agency head now for Trump. He didn't stand a snowball's chance of getting elected. And a bunch of people went out with 2 weeks left to go and pounded on doors in the district he was running in. And he unseated a guy who had been in Congress for 26 years. Unheard of. He didn't have the money that guy had. I think his name was Spratt. He didn't have the money that guy had. And he beat him without having the money in Colorado during the recall elections, where they were outspent 22-1. They still successfully recalled two and deposed them and had caused a third to resign. So money didn't drive that either. They were outspent there as well. In Washington State, where they've been dumping a bunch of money, and they've been dumping a bunch of, well, in Virginia, not too long ago, they were trying to switch one seat Democrat. Bloomberg dropped, I think, $1 million looking to switch one seat, and he lost. He couldn't pull that off. He couldn't switch one seat. So he spent $1 million, without a doubt. He spends a lot of money. He spends a lot. But what has he got to show for it? He spent a lot of money to get it on and universal background checks in Nevada, which they passed, and then they found out, you know what, we don't have the mechanism to make this work. So it became an unenforceable law, and it has been dropped. So, yes, they can buy a lot of things with that. Number two, and this is purely to the person that made that, you know, that little quote to me, don't ever come and tell me to listen to somebody else to find out what's going on. There is no one answer to a complex question. Don't ever do that again. And if that riles you up and you don't want to listen to me anymore, bye. Okay? Bye. When I'm trying to run a radio show, I don't have time to be conversant. Sorry. So, just a little word to the wise. There is no one out there. But the biggest thing that leads to gun control is lack of action. Lack of action. That is what does it. It's a luxury we simply cannot afford. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstock.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Yes, indeed. This is... Well, you know, this is where this type, of accessory, this type of addition that you would do to your gun, if you're going to do it with a gun stock, this is the gun stock to do it. This is the best bang for the buck there is. Go check them out. Boydsgunstocks.com. Check them out. Anyway, September 5th, Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein claimed that assault weapons have been used in hundreds of school shootings. Is that false or is that true? Well, actually false. Semi-automatic weapons are not typically used in school shootings, not AR-15 semi-automatic rifle types anyway. The exact number of incidents depends upon how school shootings are defined. But if you go look at the Daily News Caller News Foundation, it shows that rifles were used in up to 32 school shootings in recent decades. But the majority of incidents today involve handguns. So, during the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, Feinstein pressed the judge about his views on semi-automatic rifles. Kavanaugh argued that certain commonly owned rifles were constitutionally protected. Feinstein questioned how Kavanaugh could reconcile this belief that the hundreds of school shootings using assault weapons that have taken place in recent history. It's important to note that assault weapon is an ambiguous term. While gun advocates say that a firearm must be capable of firing multiple rounds in a single trigger pull to be considered an assault rifle, the term is often used by politicians to refer to semi-automatic rifles like the AR-15. Feinstein said, from Aurora to Sandy Hook, San Bernardino to Las Vegas, Sutherland Springs to Parkland, one common thread that runs through mass shootings is the use of AR-15 military-style assault weapons. Now, Feinstein was the sponsor of the now-expired federal assault weapons ban of 1994 that heavily restricted some rifles, but also handguns and shotguns with certain military features. Not something that was lost on us, lady. Firearms experts told us, however, that assault-style pistols and shotguns are rarely used in school shootings. William Vizard, a professor of criminal justice at California State University, Sacramento, couldn't recall many incidents involving them. He said there are a few oddball pistols that get included, but other than the 1993 shooting in San Francisco with a Tech-9, I am unaware of any being used in mass shootings. In general, the argument does center on military-style rifles. This according to the Daily Caller News Foundation. For this reason, the fact check here focuses solely on the number of school shootings that have involved rifles. There is no definitive database on school shootings, but a number of organizations and news outlets and advocacy groups have produced their own. These databases, while extensive, sometimes fail to list the exact type of weapon used in a shooting, making it difficult to tally which cases involve assault-style rifles. So, therefore, you have to choose a slightly broader metric. Incidents where the perpetrator was found with any sort of a rifle. One comprehensive study done by the Washington Post found that out of 221 school shootings since Columbine, 24 involved rifles. The weapon field is missing for 34 entries in the database, so the actual number may be slightly higher. Data collected by Mother Jones that dates back to 1982 shows only 10 instances of rifles being used in a total of 18 school shootings. An FBI report found that from 2000 to 2013 that there were 39 cases of active shooter incidents at educational facilities, 26 of which were at primary or secondary schools, and of those, 8 involved any sort of rifle. FBI active shooter incident reports from 2014 through 2017 described 13 active shooter incidents at schools, and 5 of those involved rifles. A report by the Rockefeller Institute for Government, a New York-based think tank, shows that from 1966 to 2016, there were 94 school shootings and 32 involved a rifle. A database from Stanford University shows that of 67 documented school shootings from 1966 to 2016, 24 involved some sort of rifle. And much of the discrepancy between these data sets has to do with what constitutes a school shooting. Jacqueline Schildkraut, a criminologist and co-author of the Rockefeller Institute report, said part of the problem with trying to put a number on it is that in this country we don't have an agreed-upon accepted definition of a school shooting. Now, the gun control advocacy group, Every Town for Gun Safety, defines a school shooting as any incident in which a firearm is discharged on school grounds. Since 2013, Mother Jones has only counted shootings with 3 or more fatalities, excluding the shooter. Prior to 2013, its threshold was 4. The FBI prefers to study active shooter incidents, defined as situations in which a person is actively engaged in killing or attempting to kill people in a confined and populated area. Despite all these differences, every study available agrees that assault-style rifles have been used in relatively few school shootings. Statistics show the majority of school shootings involve handguns. There are some notable ones, Sandy Hook, Stoneman Douglas, to name two. And, when asked for clarification on her comment, a spokesperson for Flying Frankenstein told the Daily Caller News Foundation that she misspoke, conflating school shootings with mass shootings. No kidding. But, that's the way you do it, right? That's the way you do it. The Mother Jones database shows a total of 104 mass shootings from 82 to 2018, yet less half of them involved a rifle. From 2000 to 2017, there were 250 active shooter incidents, according to FBI active shooter reports, of which 77 involved some type of rifle. So, Feinstein was lying, and then she conflated data, and then she walked it back when, the cameras were not on her, and it was her spokesperson doing the speaking for her. So, there you have it. Gun Grabber 101. Lie, conflate, hide. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is giving Christine Blasey Ford's attorneys until the end of the day on Friday to work out terms of next week's proposed hearings on Ford's allegations that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her. The Senate GOP is offering to hold the hearings on Wednesday after Ford asked that the hearings be held on Thursday. All this back and forth, though, doesn't seem to have Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell worried, though.
You've watched the fight. You've watched the tactics. But here's what I want to tell you. In the very near future, Judge Kavanaugh will be on the United States Supreme Court.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein last year talked about secretly recording President Trump and discussed having cabinet members invoke the 25th Amendment to remove him. That's according to a new report in the New York Times. The article says Rosenstein pushed for these practices in spring of 2017. Now, Rosenstein has come out and denied this. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm going to give you this. I love when I see this because this is I saw whatever the guy is on the hardball Chris guy. I saw him one day go this route. This is coming from a columnist by the name of Chris P. Pierce. If he looks anything like his caricature, I'd want to punch him in the face until he looked like an ashtray, just because he's so smarmy looking. This is a little ditty he wrote. It's been a busy week for unfortunate exercises of Second Amendment freedoms. It comes with the territory in the land of the free. I'm going to give you some of this stuff. verbatim. Just so you can get the lay of the land. He writes, with all that's going on, you may not have noticed that Wednesday was a very big day for unfortunate exercises of Second Amendment freedoms all over the country. In Middleton, Wisconsin, three people were wounded when a heavily armed guy exercised his Second Amendment rights in an unfortunate manner at a software company's office. The shooter was then killed by good guys with guns in the employ of local and state law enforcement. Meanwhile, over in Madison, a young person accidentally exercised his Second Amendment rights in an unfortunate manner aboard a public bus. He was taken into custody by local law enforcement. But this is America. How dare you even ask the question? of a young Liberty lover, whether he was taking the gun to school, looking at how the student got the gun. Because freedom isn't free, pal. Meanwhile, in Masontown, Pennsylvania, a gentleman exercised his Second Amendment right in an unfortunate manner at the local courthouse, wounding four people, including a police officer. He was shot and killed by other local police officers. Here's a little bit about this guy. The suspect was charged with strangulation, assault, and other charges stemming from a domestic incident several weeks ago, and he was due to have a hearing on Wednesday, Bauer said. Court was in session at the time of the shooting, but police do not believe that Judge Shimshock or any of his staff or prosecutors were targets of the shooting. This slimeball keeps on going by saying, well, okay then, domestic disputes are often fertile ground for the unfortunate exercise of Second Amendment rights. Finally, in Chester County, Pennsylvania, a man exercised his Second Amendment rights in an unfortunate manner by ventilating his parents at an assisted living facility. Prior to that, he had exercised them in an unfortunate manner at his ex-wife, who was not injured. Afterwards, he exercised them in an unfortunate manner at the police who were chasing him. Then he crashed and was dead. It's unclear whether he died in the crash or from being shot by good guys with guns. One day in America, land of the free. This guy is postulating that when somebody commits a crime, this is them exercising their Second Amendment right. This is a straw man argument, if you will, and it's one of the ones they do on a regular basis to try to get you to believe something that is, well, not true. Not true at all. It never has been true. And it's not going to be true anytime. The Second Amendment and the Constitution of the United States says nothing at all about killing people and that being a right or part of the lifestyle of the land of, in the land of the free and the brave. A Second Amendment practitioner is not a criminal. Has never been a criminal. As a matter of fact, the ones that practice the Second Amendment the most intensely here in the United States are considered to be the most law-abiding in the United States known to man. Now, there are a lot of people that will read this and believe that this is actually the way this should be characterized. So this particular, and the reason I brought this up is because of that question. Who is driving gun control the hardest? Well, anybody that believes this guy's article and then calls their congressman, if they believe this is the case, they're driving gun control more so than any money spent in proper numbers. Nothing can change anything in a republic except votes. Now I know what you're saying. Bill, you know, they got executive orders. You know, we have, rules by fiat from the judiciary. I'm talking about the way the founding fathers envisioned it. I'm talking about the way Trump is trying to get it to go again. I am not talking about the way we have been doing business for a long time. That has never been the way it was supposed to be. It is the way it is, or it was that way. And we're trying to change that around. And it took a long time to get to the point to where it had to be changed around. It's been needing it for a long time, but nobody wants to do it gradually. So it took a guy like Trump to roll in and say, you know what? I'm just going to do it in the most abrupt fashion possible. And that's the only way it's going to happen. All of you that are sitting around going, I just don't like how mean he is. We didn't need a Boy Scout to maintain freedom. We got a bunch of them up there right now. I can't remember Chris's, he referred to it as Second Amendment remedies. These are Second Amendment remedies. That is not an exercise, not a legitimate exercise of the Second Amendment. There is nothing in the Second Amendment that states. Second Amendment is there to guarantee a free state. Period. So there. That's all it's out there for. It has nothing at all whatsoever to do with anything at all concerning murder. So, you know. So this guy, Pierce, there's somebody that drives. This is somebody who writes for and is read by, and anybody that believes him is just somebody that just doesn't know about guns. Doesn't know about you carrying a gun. I thought that was important to make that distinction because really, truly, if gun owners, if all of us simply coalesced and said we're tired of this nonsense, we would be the prevailing power in this country. We have the numbers. There's more gun owners than there are that voted on both sides in the election of president in 2016. Some may not be as engaged. As a matter of fact, the majority are probably not as engaged. But all of us have a stake in this freedom. Getting out there and trying to find one bogeyman and fixating on him is counterproductive. I'm looking at the entirety of it from a vantage point to where I can see everything happening and I see all the people involved in it. Sure, some of these people are involved in it, but they're not the ones that will make the change. They can only get what we allow them to have. That's the way it works out. That's all there is to it. It's a very, very short list. It's a very, very short way they can make that happen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with life-change tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
These are the ergonomic excellence you've been looking for, personified in the shapes they put together on the wood. The beauty of the finish, the actual just well-thought-out design of something put together in such a way so that you can shoot better, more comfortably, and more accurately. Check them out at BoydsGunstocks.com. This just in. Some of this confusion on all the fog surrounding the fatal bear attack and the failure of bear spray in Wyoming has now been cleared. The investigators have done their job, and much was learned from the evidence on the ground. The attack occurred a week ago on the 14th of September in the Teton Wilderness in Wyoming near Terrace Mountain. This is an after-action report. The hunter, Corey Chubin, and Mark Uptain, the guide, had almost finished processing the 4x4 elk. Mark Uptain, the guide, was attacked first as he was cutting off the elk's head. The 250-pound sow grizzly gave no warning. She was first seen in an all-out charge downhill. As the bear mauled Uptain, Corey Chubin, the client, accessed a pistol at their packs a few yards uphill from the elk. Pistol involved did not belong to Chubin, the bow hunter who had shot the elk. It belonged to Mark Uptain. Corey accessed the pistol, but he could not get it to fire. As he was attacked, he tried to throw the pistol to Mark Uptain. The pistol never reached Mark. The pistol was a Glock, most likely a Glock 10mm. Which is becoming a very popular choice for dealing with bears. Coming from Trib.com, as the bear first hit Uptain, who carried bear spray in a hip-slung holster, Chubin went for a Glock that his guide had left with their gear a few yards uphill. For some reason, he could not get the handgun to fire. When the female grizzly diverted her attention away from Uptain and toward the Floridian, he tossed the pistol to his guide. Evidently, it didn't make it to Uptain, who was a lifelong elk hunter, small business owner, and family man. Within moments, the bear turned back toward Uptain. Chubin, whose leg, chest, and arms were lacerated by the Bruin, ran for his life. His last view of Uptown, which he relayed to investigators, was of the guide on his feet trying to fight off the sound. So here's the question. Was a round chambered in the Glock? Many guides insist on carrying pistols or firearms generally without a round in the chamber. This can work if you practice chambering a round when you draw the pistol. Ask the Israelis. They used to do it for years. If you are unfamiliar with a semi-automatic pistol, you may not know how to chamber a round, especially while being mauled by a grizzly. I'm not an instructor, but I've been handling these things, and I've found it common for inexperienced people to lack basic knowledge about how to load pistols. Throwing a pistol you are unfamiliar with to the owner who knows how to use it is reasonable if you cannot make the pistol fire. I say that with a little bit of a, I don't know. Throwing a gun to somebody doesn't seem like a good idea, but, you know, if that's what it takes. 12 years ago, there was use of a pistol to defend against a grizzly, and it was almost thwarted because the client could not figure out how to extract the pistol from the guide's holster. Once he extracted it, he killed the charging grizzly at a distance of 10 feet. The bear fell 3 feet from him. And in the attack in Wyoming, Corey Chubin escaped the attacking grizzly and ran to the horses, which were tied uphill. He mounted a horse and rode to the top of the nearest ridge, where he was able to make a cell phone connection and direct rescuers to the scene. They arrived that afternoon in a helicopter. Corey's father said it took about 2 hours. At some point in the attack, Mark Uptain emptied the bear spray he had in his holster on his thigh at the attacking grizzly. Investigators could smell the bear spray on the attacking grizzly's head a day later when she charged them and they had killed her. Mark's body was found about 50 yards uphill from the remains of the elk's carcass. It appears he had walked the 50 yards. The bears had attacked him again in that location and had killed him with bites to the head. The rescuers had found the elk carcass following directions from Corey Chubin by 7 p.m. on Friday evening. We may never know if Mark Uptain was still alive at that point. He was probably in the timber 50 yards away uphill. The Glock was later found a few yards uphill from the elk. The rescuers made the decision to return to base in the helicopter without a team searching the site of the elk carcass. There was less than an hour of daylight left. It has not been reported if any of the rescue team in the helicopter at 7 p.m. were armed. And that is the story of that. I want to tell you about one other thing. In 1969, the Archies, they had a song called Sugar Sugar. It was on Top 40 Radio. The last time we had a job report that was as low as it was this time in 1969. Are the Democrats cheering about this? No, they're destroying themselves with their obsession to defend Roe versus Wade at any cost. And the latest example is the circus around Kavanaugh. Once upon a time, a man with his credentials would have been confirmed to the Supreme Court on a voice vote. There would have been no controversy at all. And that was then, and this is now. As the editorial in the New York Post reminds us, Democrats on Tuesday proved they're out to carefully consider Christine Blasey Ford's accusation against Judge Brett Kavanaugh. They just want to use it as a pretext to keep the circus running for weeks. Led by Senator Dianne Feinstein, they're now demanding a long, drawn-out investigation into Ford's sexual assault allegation. But what's to investigate? She can't give a specific time and place of the event. Is the FBI supposed to track down everyone who attended a high school party in the D.C. suburbs in 1982? And meanwhile, the accuser still hasn't responded to numerous requests from the Senate Judiciary Committee to arrange the testimony she claims she wants to give, raising questions about whether she'll even show up at Monday's hearing, which is now going to be Thursday. You can call it whatever you want to call it. This is a circus. It's a joke. It's a travesty. Any other term you might think of. And this is not justice. This is not good. This is no good for the many women in the country who are real victims of sexual misconduct. Feinstein and her colleagues are obsessed with this 36-year-old accusation that can't be proved or disproved. But at the same time, they're overlooking recent charges against Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio, Keith Ellison running for Attorney General in Minnesota. The storm is going to pass. And Judge Kavanaugh will soon be Justice Kavanaugh. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to be one of my biggest regrets about life in America today. And this is a genuine regret, is that apparently we're not all Americans anymore. There's us versus them. And I thought I was defending everybody. When I was in the uniform, I thought I was defending everybody. But no, it's us versus them. And I have to be one of the us's. Because the thems want to go against everything I try to defend for this country. I find that to be, at the very least, extremely problematic. But I will say this. My anger and many of my fellow us's, the red staters, whatever you want to call it, we're going to have our day in November. Watch and see. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Attorney Stephen Stambalia of the Young case out of Hawaii and so many other things. He's got so many things going on. We're just going to get an update from him. That's coming up in hour number three. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.